There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. There was a fairly thick layer of ice on top of Bodie's water bowl out on the front porch this morning. Here in our part of Northern California, we don't get a lot of hard freezes, but last night it dipped down to 22 degrees. And I know for those of you that live in the Midwest or the Northeast, that sounds like a warm winter day. But here in California, it made for a nice, brisk morning on the back porch for my meditation with Bodhi and I. And we had to turn on the heater here in my recording space for a little longer than usual this morning. For the most part, though, the days have been warm and sunny lately, with the highs up in the mid-50s in the afternoons. Yesterday, we took a nice long walk up the hill with Bandit and his dad to get some views of the surrounding peaks. It was gorgeous. These walks are a nice reprieve from everything that's happening in the news these days. It can be difficult not to get caught up in thinking about everything that's going on in the world and wondering what we can do to make things better. At the beginning of the pandemic, I remember I felt so anxious about the state of the world. That anxiety was a big part of why I decided to enroll in the training to become a mindfulness teacher. I wanted to do something about it and help others do something about their anxiety too. The way I see it, the first step to encouraging any positive change in the world is to encourage positive change in ourselves. And the best way I've found to do that is to enhance our sense of presence, to be as fully and completely in touch with our present moment experience as we can be, to inquire into our perceptions and thoughts, and discover the living truth of who we are. From this place, we can move in the world with more authenticity, more effectiveness, and more equanimity. In this spirit of cultivating authenticity and presence to bring out into the world with us, we'll be going back to some mindfulness basics in this week's meditation. I want to thank everyone who is supporting the podcast by subscribing to listen to Sleep Plus. Your support is what allows me to be your bedtime storyteller and meditation guide. We are just under 600 supporters now, like 599, I think. And I would really appreciate it if you could help me reach my goal of 1,000 supporters by this summer. When you support the podcast for just $5 a month, you'll get every episode without any ads a day earlier, along with an extra subscriber-only episode every week. You can join on the website at listentosleep.com or by clicking the link in the show notes. Today, we're going back to mindfulness basics with a body scan meditation and an exploration of feeling tones. This is a great practice for embodying presence, enhancing non-judgmental awareness, and increasing compassion for ourselves and others. When I first began meditating, it was really difficult for me to stay awake and alert during this practice. So don't worry if this has the side effect of putting you to sleep. Just accept whatever experience you have, and if you'd like, try the practice in the morning after a cup of coffee or tea, and see if you maybe have a different experience. For me, it was a lot about resistance to being in my body, and my awareness would just drift off and start to put me to sleep instead of being with that. And that's okay. Over time, my experience became very different. See what happens for you. Now, let's take a few deep breaths at your own pace. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Just allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Sensing into the breath wherever you feel it most. In the nostrils, the throat, the chest, or the belly. Just noticing the sensations of the breath going in and out. Not trying to change it. Just noticing. Begin our body scan meditation tonight at the top of the head and move down to the toes. So sensing in to the top of the head, the area around the top of the skull. Just noticing any sensations in that area. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or simply neutral? and now sensing down into the forehead. Feeling any sensations in the forehead. And moving down to the eyes and the cheeks and the nose. And sensing into the area around the jaw. Again, noticing any feeling tones. Does it feel unpleasant, pleasant, or neutral? Without making any judgments, simply noticing. And if you do notice tension or unpleasantness in any part of the body, you can take a moment there and just send a little bit of love and compassion to that part of the body. Simply silently wishing that part of the body well with a simple saying. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And moving on down the neck, sensing into the neck, and the shoulders, the muscles on the tops of the shoulders, and down along the tops of the arms. Sensing into the joints of the shoulders. Moving down the arms. Sensing into the biceps. And the elbows. Sensing into our lower arms. Again, noticing. Is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And again, moving down the arm to the wrist and the palms of the hands. Allowing our attention to linger in the palms of the hands for a moment. And going out into each finger, just starting with your little fingers and sensing into each finger all the way to your thumbs. And now moving attention up to the chest and the biceps. Again, maybe noticing the breath in the chest, the gentle rising and falling of the chest. And sensing in to the sternum and the center of the chest. This is another place we can sometimes hold tension. And if it's helpful, bring a feeling of compassion and love to the center of the chest. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. And allowing our awareness to drift down into the belly. Just settling our attention on the belly and feeling the sensations of the belly. Moving our attention down to the hips and the pelvis. Just feeling into the middle of the body here, where the legs meet the torso. Again, noticing any feeling tones of pleasantness, unpleasantness, or simply a neutral feeling. And moving down the legs, across the tops of the legs and the hamstrings, sensing into the top part of the legs. And moving down to the knees, bringing awareness and compassion to the knees, which work so hard. And allowing our attention to drift down to the shins and the calves, sensing in to the lower part of the legs. And bringing attention to the ankles and the feet. Just allowing attention to linger on the bottoms of the feet. And bringing your attention to the little toes and all the way across the toes to the big toes. And just allowing your attention to diffuse to the entire body. And bringing a sense of love and compassion to the entire body. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Wishing those things for ourselves and the rest of the world. And sensing into our body's connection to the rest of the world. Sending out a wish of safety, happiness, and freedom from suffering. May you be safe. May you be happy. may you be free from suffering. Thank you for your practice.